In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works. And I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 177, the Sacramentals, and we have a picture of priest blessing people and objects with the little boy standing him next holding the holy water, the aspersorium. And the caption reads, "The Church has blessings for persons, places, and things. A mother after childbirth is blessed. Anybody may ask a priest to bless him. Houses and places of business, fields and crops may be blessed. Devotional articles such as medals, rosaries, crucifixes, images, and holy pictures may be blessed. In certain places, it is a custom to wear blessed dresses. All these blessings and objects blessed are sacramentals. We use them to obtain favors from God." First question, what are sacramentals? Sacramentals are holy things or actions of which the Church makes use to obtain for us from God through her intercession spiritual and temporal favors. The term sacramental is applied both to the blessing or consecration given by the Church and to the objects blessed or consecrated. Sacramentals are so called because of the resemblance to the sacraments. As in the sacraments, visible signs are used in the sacramentals, such as holy water, the sign of the cross, sacred oils, etc., together with a form of words. The blessing consists in this. The priest invokes God's benediction upon persons, places, or things, praying in the name of the Church. The prayers of the Church have great efficacy, for they are united to the prayers of our Lord and of the saints. Besides various objects, the prayers and ceremonies of the Church are likewise sacramentals. Whatever the Church uses for the promotion of devotion or the worship of God is a sacramental. Our Lord sanctioned the use of sacramentals. He blessed loaves and fishes, the young children, and the apostles before the ascension. He gave the apostles power over evil spirits, to cast them out and to heal all kinds of diseases. In the Old Testament, we read of God's blessing our first parents, of Noah blessing his two sons, of Isaac blessing Jacob, of Jacob blessing his 12 sons, of Moses blessing the tribes of Israel. The Jewish priests blessed the people every day, quote, "Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed," Psalm 1, verse 7. Quote, "I reprehend myself and do penance in dust and ashes," from Job chapter 4, verse 2. Prayers and ceremonies of the Church are also sacramentals because they increase devotion in the worship of God. The Church makes use of ceremonies in imitation of the example of the old law in which God Himself prescribed ceremonies, also in imitation of our Lord, who used his breath, made clay, used gestures in working miracles, when he could have worked them as easily by a mere act of his will. Our Lord gave the Church power to instruct men, and therefore the implied power to do whatever is necessary to help out the purpose. Ceremonies, without doubt, add solemnity to religious acts. What are the chief kinds of sacramentals? The chief kinds of sacramentals are blessings, given by priests and bishops. Priests are authorized to give the blessings for sacramentals, with the exception of those specially reserved to bishops. The laity can bless, but not in the name of the church. Thus we have the custom of parents blessing their children when they leave the house, at the Angelus, or when they go on a journey. In these private blessings, the more pious the person giving the blessing, the greater its effects. Several acts of consecration appertain solely to bishops, and may be performed only by priests with the necessary faculties. Examples are the consecration of churches, altars, sacred vessels for Mass, and bells, and the blessing of holy oils done on Holy Thursday in the Cathedral Church. Bells are an important accessory at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a sign of prayer. These are the principal ceremonies at the blessing of a bell. The bell is raised, washed inside and out with water mixed with salt, and then dried carefully with towels. Psalms are recited and prayers are said, begging God to bless the faithful every time the bell rings. The exterior of the bell is anointed in seven places with the holy oil for the sick. Then the inside is anointed in four places with holy chrism. The bell is named in honor of and after one of the saints. Then the censer containing lighted incense and myrrh is placed under the bell to incense and perfume the interior. The elaborate ceremony ends with the singing of the gospel describing our Lord's visit to Mary and Martha. The second kind of sacramental are exorcisms. Exorcisms against evil spirits. The exorcism of possessed persons or things consists in having the minister of the church command the evil spirit to depart from the person or thing. In modern times, cases of possession are comparatively rare. This we can gratefully attribute to the blessings and the grace of Christianity. Nevertheless, such cases still occur. Should we hear of any, let us notify the priest. Our Lord himself commanded many devils to depart from possessed persons of his time. Third kind of sacramental are blessed objects of devotion. Of these we may make mention of holy oils, holy water, candles, ashes, palms, crosses and crucifixes, scapulars, medals, Agnus Deis, rosaries, images, holy pictures, bells, and blessed dresses. All objects used in divine service, such as sacred vessels, linens, vestments, are specially blessed. Mother Church has special blessings for everything we use, for radios, automobiles, airplanes, fields, libraries, etc. We should ask the priest to bless everything we use and have. As St. Paul said, quote, "Whatever you eat or drink or do anything else, do all for the glory of God," from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. By sacramental blessings, we consecrate to God all we are and have. In what does the blessing for persons or places consist? The blessing for persons or places consists in this, that the minister of the church invokes the divine benediction upon the person or place concerned. The divine blessing for persons is to be understood as different from divine grace. This is why sacramentals are distinct from sacraments. The divine blessing averts earthly ills and promotes temporal welfare, whereas the divine grace beautifies the soul. One is chiefly temporal, the other spiritual in effect. Blessings given for persons. Of these, the most common are the blessings at the end of Mass and other occasions, the blessing for communicants, the nuptial blessing, the blessing for mothers before and after childbirth, the blessing for the sick, the last blessing for the dying, the blessing of the remains of the dead, and consecration of kings, abbots, monks, and nuns. The consecration of kings, abbots, monks, and nuns consists in having them formally set apart by the Church through its minister so as to be dedicated to its special service. The consecration of bishops and the ordination of priests is a sacrament. The blessing of mothers and their infants was a custom dating from the Old Testament. Mary, the mother of our Lord, herself observed this custom. More of our modern mothers should imitate her, imploring God's blessing. Blessings given for places. Among the most common places blessed are churches, chapels, altars, cemeteries, dwelling houses, places of business, farms, etc. That concludes our reading for the sacramentals. Do we have any questions or comments? Be straightforward. We should bless and not curse. We should bless everyone, everything, especially ourselves, before we eat, before we retire, before we get our, after we get up or before we get up, depending on how quickly we get out of bed in the morning, as we get dressed, throughout the day, there's constant opportunity for us to bless ourselves and to be reminded of our supernatural, our spiritual state, and the sacramentals that we see, the physical objects around us, are all meant to inspire us in that same vein. I recently enrolled some children, and the scapular, the brown scapular, Our Lady of Mount Carmel, and I try to emphasize to them that it is not the physical object that is going to keep them out of hell. If they die wearing this scapular, means that they die living in the state of devotion to the Blessed Mother, living in that habit of loving God, thinking of God, but wearing the scapular, the sacramental, is a constant reminder of our dedication to the Blessed Mother, of our life as Catholics. It is the inspiration, you might say, when we're tempted to sin, to realize that we cannot sin with the scapular on us, to remind ourselves to be good, to stay out of harm's way, as we pray to the Blessed Mother. And so if we are living in this constant state and using the sacramental of the scapular to remind us to be good, as an aid to help us, then the sacramental has really done its job. But I think too often, even Catholics have made of the scapular something like a superstition, a lucky charm, a rabbit's foot, that if I just wrap this around my neck, I can sin on bravely. I don't have to change my life. I don't have to think about anything. As long as I've got this around my neck, I can't go to hell. I'm safe. And I think that is absolutely the wrong idea, and that's not what our Holy Mother the Church wants, and that's not what the Blessed Mother wants. But that's scapular, the sacramental, is there to be a reminder to us, an aid to us in truly living the life that we are dedicating ourselves to when we are enrolled in the scapular. And we could do the same with a crucifix in our room. We should have a crucifix in our bedroom to keep our thoughts always on Christ, especially in times of temptation, trials, or tribulation, to realize that Christ has invited us to take up our cross and follow Him. It is really the source of the thought, the grace, the virtue, of keeping the virtue alive within us. And so we have sacramentals and everything, and all these things are blessed to draw our attention to the divine, to the supernatural, to our soul, and to, I think, constantly remind us that we're not made for this world. And I think it is really a tragedy that so many ask for the blessings of rosaries or scapulars or crucifixes and these religious items just so they can put them on a shelf and forget about them. And the sacramentals were not meant to be hidden away or forgotten, but really to receive a predominant place in our lives. A blessed rosary really does you no good sitting in a drawer or on your dresser. It needs to be picked up and used. And the helps are there, but we need to actively pursue them. Okay, if we have nothing else, no questions, we can end with our things that we do here. The act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti, descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.